This takes us down to the end of the first section. Verse chapter 25 starts the second session, which gives us an entirely different thought. The second session began after the destruction of Jerusalem. So we'll go in and do 25 now also. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against the Ammonites, and prophesy against them, saying unto the Ammonites, Hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God, because thou sayest, Aha! Against my sanctuary, when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel, when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah, when it went into captivity. So you see now, all of this is after they went into captivity, that he began to judge these other nations. Now there are three nations in this chapter that are being judged. The first one is the Ammonites. Now this is the northern part of what we call Jordan today. It's on the east side of the River Jordan, on the east bank. And this was given it was given to Israel by Moses. I can't remember which tribe took that part up in there. But anyway, the Ammonites were to be judged because they hated God's holy things. And when it was come against, they said, Aha, look here, aren't we glad? They rejoiced in this fact. And when Israel was the land of Israel, they rejoiced in it. And when they were against the house of Judah, and they rejoiced in the fact that all of this was taken captive, and God would judge them. Behold, therefore, I will deliver thee into the men of the east for a possession, and they shall set their palaces in thee, and make their dwelling in thee, and thou shalt eat thy fruit, and they shall eat thy fruit, and they shall drink thy milk. And when they were taken into captivity now, they suffered the same thing that Judah was suffered when they were taken into captivity. And I will make Rabbah a stable for camels, and the Amorites, the crouching place for flocks. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. This is the purpose of that. Thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast clapped thine hands and stamped thy feet and rejoiced in thine heart with all thy despite against the land of Israel. They clapped their hands and they danced and they rejoiced when Israel was taken into captivity. Behold, therefore, I will stretch out my hand upon thee and will devour thee for a spoil of the heathen, and I will cast thee off from the heathen, and I will cut thee off from the people, and I will cause thee to perish out of the country, and I will destroy thee, and it shall know that I am the Lord. Now, the Amorites picture for us the meaning. Let's go into that. The meaning of the word Ammon means tribal people, are peoplish. And they represent religiously those that are professors, but not possessors. They reject the truth. And these are children of Lot, illegitimate son of Lot, both Ammon and Moab. And they hated the people of God, the people of Israel. They professed but didn't want it. It was only a profession. Then the Moabites, the meaning of the word Moab means what father? And again, they were descendants of Lot by his own daughters. Thus saith the Lord God, because Moab and Seir. Now, some translations don't have Seir in it. So we're really talking about the judgment of Moab here. Later we'll have Seir in verse 12. Do you say, behold, the house of Judah is likened unto all of the heathen, Therefore, behold, I will open the side of Moab from the cities, and from the cities which are on the frontier, and the glory of the country Beth Jeshimoth, and Baal Meon, and Kirahathaim, all of these would be brought into judgment, and the men of the east with the Amorites, see, at the same time, will I give them in possession, that the Amorites may not be remembered among the nations. And I will execute judgment upon Moab, and they shall know that I am God. Now, the Moabites, picture those that lay claim to something that is not rightfully theirs. What father? They didn't know who their father was. But Lot had no part in Abraham's inheritance whatsoever. Therefore, Moab had no claims whatsoever in Israel's inheritance. Then verse 12, we have the judgment upon Edom. Now we know Edom is descendant of Esau, and you can read the story in, I think it's the 32nd chapter of Genesis. The Seir is the home of Esau, Genesis 32:3, and Moab and Ammon together. You can study their time in Genesis 19, but Moab, the type of the masses of Christendom that really don't know God and don't lay claim. The Laodiceans of Revelation 3 fall into this category also. And these take a stand against the truth. They don't want the truth, and they don't want anybody else to have it either. So because that Edom hath dealt against the house of Judah and taken vengeance, and hath greatly offended and revenged himself upon them. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will also stretch out mine hand upon Edom, and will cut off man and beast from it, and will make it desolate from Teman, and they of Dedan shall fall by the sword. And I will lay my vengeance upon Edom by the hand of my people Israel. And they shall do in Edom according to my anger, according to my fury, and they shall know my vengeance, saith the Lord. Now, God was to use Israel to judge Edom. You see, Israel was Jacob, you see, and which was the brother of Esau. Jacob was the supplanter of Esau. Therefore, it would be the seed of Jacob that would judge the seed of Esau. Thus saith the Lord God, because the Philistines have dealt by revenge and have taken vengeance with despiteful heart to destroy it for the old hatred. Now the Philistines was another one of Israel's longtime enemies. They were descendants of Ham. Ham was of Egypt. And we read also Ham was of Assyria. They were descendants of Ham. But they hated God's people. This was an old hate. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will stretch out my hand upon the Philistine, and will cut off the Cherethim, and destroy the remnant of the seacoast. And I will execute great vengeance upon them with furious rebuke, and they shall know that I am the Lord when I shall lay my vengeance upon them. Now, these people speak of those that would defraud the people of God. The word Philistine means wallowing and to bring down into the depths, and how they don't want to come up, but they don't want God's people to come up and have anything either. They would destroy. If you remember, Jacob dug wells, and as he dug the wells, the Philistines came behind him and filled them up. They didn't want the water, but they didn't want Jacob to have the water either. And this is the way with religious people. Now, all of these that we have in chapter 25 speak of the religious that don't know God and don't want to know God. There is a constant battle for us today between them and us. We don't want to be a part of them, and we don't want them a part of us.